Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, you know that you're my bestie and a friend I can always count on, except when it comes to going to parties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to me in this crazy, unpredictable world to have that kind of reliability.
Yeah, you can always count on me to never have my phone on DND.
Wow.
Wow.
It's so early to be coming for me.
I know.
But besides you, another thing I know I can always count on is that the Real Housewives will always deliver the drama, whether they're on television or not.
Yep.
So there have been reports that the spinoff series, Real Housewives of New York City Legacy, may be dead in the water, but the OG Housewives stars are still keeping us quite entertained.
There are actually conflicting reports about whether this show will be scrapped or not, but one thing is obvious. Either way, Countess Luann still intends to put on a show.
Well, you know what they say. All the world's a stage, and we're just the audience for Countess Luann.
That is what everyone says.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. It's Wednesday, February 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look, I'll be the first one to admit, it can be really hard to keep track of all of the different shows within the Real Housewives franchise. Like, genuinely, if somebody had a gun to my head and was like, list them all, I'd be like, this is curtains for me.
I know, there's so many.
So right now, there's Beverly Hills, there's Salt Lake City, and there's Dubai, just to name a few. And last March, Bravo announced plans for a new spinoff because they were like, 2000 isn't enough. We need more. And the plan was for a new spinoff called Real Housewives of New York Legacy. And it would include fan favorites Jill Zarin, Ramona Singer, Sonia Morgan, and of course, Countess Luann. They were all supposedly lined up to star, but on Monday, Page Six reported that Legacy might be over before it's even started.
A source told Page Six that contract negotiations and talk for the show have stopped and that Bravo has rescinded its offers to the ladies. However, the source did say that Bravo never says never and that the show could be revived in the future, possibly on a streaming site like Peacock, because they are all owned by the same company. But another source is refuting the report by Page Six, and they told E! News on Tuesday that the show isn't officially dead yet and that all business related to the show has just been put on pause, which sounds like Dorinda Medley because she loves to say stuff's on pause. So my sleuthing is like, Dorinda, is that you?
I feel like so often shows go to streaming networks.
I mean,
like, it's becoming such a common trend of like, oh, this show got canceled or it's not being picked up. And then it's like, no, we got it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is already only on Peacock. So they've already got that branding going on. So I could see it.
I think we should take this time to see if you can name every single Real Housewives franchise, because you just threw one I've never heard of.
Well, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is like different women from like past seasons. Like mm-hmm. some aren't, like they're not on the show anymore, and then they go on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a road trip, but they like go on a trip.
Like the girls they are?
Yep. Ultimate girls.
I can't with this name.
But I like it because it's messy. It's
so
good.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, it's so good.
Of course it is.
I love it.
So, of course, you know, why is this happening? And apparently, like all things Hollywood, it comes back to money. And also, like all things Hollywood, egos.
Yeah.
So Page Six also reported that the stars of the spinoff could not agree on the terms for the show and that some cast members wanted more money and more screen time.
Yeah. On the money side of things, one source said Kelly Bensimone was ready to sign, but that Jill Zarin was pushing for a big payday, which, Jill, I saw you on Ultimate Girls Trip. I don't know that you have the bargaining power to push for that, but, you know, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly, Dorinda Medley was also ready to accept the terms of the contract because she has just been dying to get back on this show for years. Like, she showed up at BravoCon being like, hey, Andy. So other sources say that Sonya Morgan was not a real factor and was barely paying attention to the whole thing.
I am Sonya and she is me.
That is very true. And then sources within the production team also told Page Six that some of the women want to be paid what the cast of Friends made in their heyday.
Stop. That's just the idea. It's so funny because when we were like going over this, I was like, you know what? This gives Friends vibes. Like they should all agree to the same salary, but I don't mean the amount that Friends was getting paid.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, by the last season of Friends, they were making $1 million an episode. That's a little bit crazy for the Real Housewives.
A little bit?
Most of them are rich anyway.
Yeah. Just come on, ladies. Know your worth.
I knew you were going to like go wild about that fact. When it comes to the screen time issue, typically on a Real Housewives show, the main cast members are guaranteed somewhere around 12 episodes per season, and each season usually has about 24 episodes. But insiders say that Bravo is only willing to promise around 4 episodes to each cast member for the first season of Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And a source close to the cast says that some of the women found this either insulting or not worth their time.
I'm sorry. What are they doing with their time right now? Like,
I don't know, peddling vodka brands.
Continue doing what you're doing. Yeah, continue doing what you're doing, except you just have cameras around you 4 times a season or whatever.
Well, it's also like, okay, so let's say pigs start flying and they're like, fine, you can each have $1 million an episode.
Okay.
Are they going to be like, okay, well, we'll take the 4 episodes then?
Of course.
Or are they only like, no, we want $12 million. We want 12 episodes, $1 million each. It's honestly crazy. But that same source said, these are the women that have made the show a hit in the first place. They don't deserve to be nickel and dimed. Which there is a lot of debate about which franchise actually put this show on the map.
And, what do you think is the franchise that did?
Well, I mean, The Real Housewives of Orange County was the first season. Like that, to me, that's like that put the show on the map. Like, I mean, New York did kind of make it a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think you have to acknowledge that The OC was the first.
I mean, as somebody who's not, who's maybe like one millionth of a fan compared to you, The Real Housewives came into my like periphery with New York because of all of the stuff that happened that made it on the news, like all the stuff with Bethany Frankel. Like she was the one that I like saw in a lot of the news downloads I would do every morning on Celeb News. And so that's how I like learned about Housewives. So it wasn't until New York and then also New Jersey with Teresa and all of her, we'll call them shenanigans.
Well, flipping a table really was a big standout. And she did that. So, but you have to acknowledge like those wouldn't exist without The OC.
Right, right.
And
I get
it obviously did well. But I, you know, it's, and that's always why there is the debate. And they argue about it themselves on like Ultimate Girls Trip.
My God, stop it.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. So, like we said, there are conflicting reports about whether the show will actually be moving ahead. And on Monday, Andy Cohen, the master puppeteer of the Real Housewives franchise at this point, he tweeted, "Don't believe everything you read, hashtag RHONY legacy. although he didn't tell us what we should believe about the show's future. Then just yesterday, Countess Luann told People that the show definitely had come to a standstill, but that she's still holding out hope that things will move forward.
Yeah, so Luann said, while it's true that negotiations have stalled on the series, that doesn't mean the show is over for good. And then she added, I always said, never count out the Countess. But in this case, it's never count out the New York City housewives. Put that on a pillow. Luann also went on to say, Bravo is a genius at reinventing the wheel, and that she's confident they'll find a way to bring the OGs and beloved New York City housewives back together again. And, you know, the Countess once again proved that she'll always find a way to have a housewives moment, even if the show isn't in production. Page Six posted an article that has a photo of Luann sitting at a counter at a New York restaurant, and she's reading a print copy of the Page Six story about the Legacy series.
Did not know there were print copies.
I didn't either. What is this, the 50s?
It feels like it. It really feels like it.
Right after that, somebody picked her up in a Model T.
Stop it.
And they drove through the town.
For that girls' trip?
Yeah, they went to get a malt.
I can't with you.
A source told Page Six that she was definitely on edge and she was pacing back and forth at the bar while she was talking on the phone. So it's like, okay.
I can't with this, because it's like, so she was on the phone holding this article at this restaurant. Was nobody like, stop it, go outside. We're trying to eat here. We don't want to hear your conversation.
I'm sure someone did. And then the Page Six reporter was like, no. Let's let her stay. Let her talk. I've already white balanced my camera. Let's relax.
And then somebody was like, only in New York. People always say that in New York.
Yeah, I can't wait to say it when we go.
Mm-hmm. So, Brooke, obviously, it's unclear whether Legacy is going to move forward or not. This just feels kind of like quintessential Hollywood, where it's like, we love a will they, won't they?
We do.
So what's your gut? Is this spinoff going to ever see the light of day?
I think it will. I honestly think it's going to stream on Peacock. That is my...
That's a bold statement.
That's my gut. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a spinoff, but it's old school. It's, I don't know. It's up in the air.
Is there anything going to be different about this? Like, I don't know. It just seems like more of the same.
Yeah, of course. That's what they all are.
Well, you have 3,900 other options of Real Housewives shows to watch. Like,
I know. But I mean, I will say, like, the OG New York Housewives are good TV. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there's something to be said about bringing back an OG cast instead of all these new faces who aren't even housewives and never were and just want to be Instagram influencers.
They're playing fast and loose with the word housewives.
Yeah. Like, the OGs of this franchise were like actual housewives, most of them. And it's like, it's not even that anymore at all.
Well, my hope is that anyone listening today played a drinking game where every time you said OG, they took a shot, in which case they're blacked out by now.
And Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh, God.
Drink up, babies.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And be sure to follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skid Dubs. We love connecting with you.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell. where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.